Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today we're joined by Dr. Sandra Alhacham, who is a gastroenterologist. And today we're going to talk about IBD. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Better start with a definition for us. What is IBD?
IBD is inflammatory bowel disease. It is a group of conditions that encompasses a condition called Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And today we're going to talk about them because they affect a large chunk of our young American population.
Well, wait a minute. Young population? I mean, this sounds like, I've seen these commercials on TV, you know, where the guy walks, takes whatever it is that they are trying to promote, and then he walks past the bathroom instead of walking into it. I think a lot of us can relate to that commercial on TV. But generally speaking, the subjects of those commercials tend to be middle-aged or older Americans. But you're saying young people have this problem?
Yes, unfortunately, the age of onset of these conditions usually happen between the age of 15 and 30.
Wow.
So that's our major peak, although there's a second peak later in life, but this is our major peak. So we're talking millions of young Americans who have these very devastating conditions.
On Friday, August 2nd, you have a college IBD event at Allegheny General Hospital in your auditorium, obviously targeting the younger folks who may not think that this applies to them. Why the onset so early?
We suspect that these kids have a genetic predisposition, and something in our environment, something activates this abnormal immune response, and it hits them early on, and they develop it lifelong. So that's why we're targeting our college kids who have IBD in the general Pittsburgh area. We're hoping to bring them over, educate them on how to eat healthier, how to manage their stress, how to stay safe and healthy in college, and keep their disease under control.
How can this affect quality of life?
I mean, we're talking about a condition that can damage the intestine, cause profuse diarrhea, cause severe pain, bleeding. They can lose weight, get very anemic. It can involve their whole body. So just imagine a young college kid who's trying to get through their classes, to build their life, to start build relationships, but they're basically stuck in their room because they have to go to the bathroom 10, 15 times a day. They're embarrassed. They feel isolated. So we want to make sure that they know that there's things we can do to get this disease under control. They can get the support that they need to help them have a normal, long, healthy life.
What is, if inflammatory bowel disease is IBD, IBS is inflammatory bowel syndrome? What's the difference?
So IBS is actually what we call irritable bowel syndrome. It is a condition where the lining of the intestines is actually normal. It looks fine. It's just the bowels don't function normally. So people can have some irregular bowel habits, some bloating, some cramping. IBS doesn't kill people, doesn't cause cancer. It just affects their quality of life because they tend to, you know, again, be stuck having to answer to the calls of their bowels more than they would like to. Stress affects IBS more, so the more stressed you are, the more your bowels are going to be sensitive.
I would imagine, obviously, handling stress and controlling stress is one thing, but you mentioned nutrition. What about medications?
So for IBD, for Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, we're very fortunate these days. There's a lot of research going on. So we have a lot of effective medications that now have been able to get patients under control. The majority of these medications will suppress the immune system and control the immune attack on the body, so the patients, the inflammation and the damage on the intestine will heal, their bowels will go back to normal, and they can get back into a normal routine and normal lifestyle.
Oh, wait, so you're saying that this IBD is actually your body telling itself that what's coming through the digestive system is something that's bad and needs to be gone?
In a way, yes. The body basically gets an abnormal signal that something is amiss and starts to cause inflammation, but the inflammation doesn't stop. The attack just persists, and the bowels start to, they can ulcerate, they can be damaged, and in some severe cases, holes can form inside the intestine, and people can develop what are called abscesses and fistulas. So these are very, very destructive, very destructive disease processes.
This college IBD event, again, is Friday, August 2nd from 8 in the morning till 1 at Allegheny General Hospital. Dr. Sandra Al-Hacham, who is a gastroenterologist, and appreciate your time this morning, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.